My name is Tanya Lawson. I graduated from Monticello in 2012. I'm currently a speech and language pathologist at the Judah and Monticello School Districts. I went to Whitewater for my undergrad and master's degree, and I currently live in Janesville with my husband and our 8-month-old son. First question, thinking back to your time as a student, is there a teacher or class that inspired you the most? So when I think about my time at Monticello, there's a couple teachers that stand out. Mr. Lederman was our gym teacher and basketball coach. Mrs. Wynn was the math teacher, and Mrs. Lamps was the speech and language pathologist. Mr. Lederman always taught us the importance of a good foundation in the fundamental skills, which I think is a really great life lesson, not just for basketball. Mrs. Wynn wanted me to succeed and gave me the help I needed, even though math was and still isn't my favorite subject. I think it says a lot about her teaching skills that I hated math, but I really never hated her class. Mrs. Lamps, she helped guide me into the field of speech and language pathology. I was her student aide my senior year, and after taking a career quiz that showed I should be a speech and language pathologist, she kind of helped and showed me what it was all about. The next question, how has your education influenced or helped you in your life, college, or career? So going to school at Monticello gave me some great foundation skills and a lot of experiences and opportunities that a lot of people didn't get. When I was in college, I took a class, my freshman writing class, and there was a lot of kids from bigger districts in that class, and we had to write a personal narrative about your high school experience and read it out loud to everybody. One thing that stood out to me is that a lot of people, when they were reading, they could share a couple things that they were involved in, but I had, you know, a long list because I was able to be a part of those things, you know, sports and FFA, band, National Honor Society, Spanish Club. Compared to the kids from a bigger school district who didn't have all those opportunities. Next question, share one of your favorite memories, accomplishments, activities while attending Monticello. So when I walk around the school now, there's certain places that kind of bring back some memories for me. The gym, we had a lot of games and practices before school, after school, 2 days. You know, I don't always remember if we won or lost those games, but we had some really fun times and practices and on bus rides. The band room and balcony, again, for band, I don't always remember the songs that we played, but pep band nights and the band trips to Nashville and New York were really fun. When I walked down the middle school, I remember the water fight I had in the hallway with a classmate, which got me my one and only lunch detention. In the elementary, I remember my grandma coming in to read books to us and then getting really excited to see parents and grandparents at concerts and field trips. What advice or words of wisdom would you give to a current Monticello student? So one thing I hear a lot now across the levels, you know, elementary, middle school, high school, is why do I have to learn this? I'm never going to use it. So the secret is you may never use it. You know, I currently don't use all those math skills that Mrs. Wynn taught me. Oops, sorry, Mrs. Wynn. but it's more important that you learn how to find the answer. A good work ethic and determination will get you to most places that you want to go. And I think Monticello helps teach you that work ethic. Monticello's a great community that supports their students and alumni, and I think it's a really important and special thing that we have.